He's not only the skipper of the NRE Wollongong Hawks, but he's also Daddy Daycare this morning, Matty Campbell. How are you?
Good morning, mate. I'm not too bad.
Excellent. Now, how have you and the squad recovered after last weekend's 41-point loss to the Gold Coast?
I don't think you ever really recover from that kind of thing, mate, to be the truth. But look, we've worked on some things at practice, and hopefully we'll get better. And I'm pretty confident we can get the win on Saturday.
Yeah, well, mate, I've got my fingers crossed. Do you take any positives out of the loss, or is it simply just a bit of goldfish scenario and you delete it?
You'd like to delete it, but I think going back over it, you see what they did to us that disrupted us so badly, and then hopefully we can take some of the things that they were very good at and put that into play to disrupt the next team that we play against. So I think, yeah, you do take some positives out of it.
Matty, how's head coach Gordy McLeod handling the pressure at the moment? 5 wins this season, how's he doing?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's obviously feeling it. I mean, he's the same as the players. You blame yourself when you go through a rut like this. But, you know, all in all, we're doing the same stuff we have for the last 2 years, which we've been very successful with. And unfortunately, this year, the group hasn't been able to perform to the way that we would like. And, you know, it's just one of them years, unfortunately.
One of those wins, though, came against the Breakers in New Zealand. You've got them Saturday night at Wynn Entertainment Centre. They must feel uncomfortable coming to the Gong.
Our record's very good against New Zealand over there and at home. So, you know, we're quietly confident against this group that we match up pretty well against. But, you know, they are on top of the ladder. We're sitting on the bottom. So it's one of them games where you just never know. And that's the way the year's gone. It's so close throughout the season that, you know, top team can get beaten by anybody. But, yeah, I'm the one thing I'm looking forward to is a good game, and our home crowd was great last mm-hmm. time we played at home, and I expect it to be awesome for this one as well.
So, mate, before Christmas, you and I were chatting, and we were talking about your future and whether or not you retire at the end of this season. Have you made a decision?
Well, yeah, probably have. That I want to keep playing. I think it's one of those years where my body's feeling very good, although at the moment I am carrying a bit of an Achilles injury, but. Yeah, I think as long as the body's holding up and I've got that hunger, I'm going to keep going. And at the moment, I still have that. And especially when we're in this situation, this is the toughest situation to be in as a professional sports person. You're rolling near the bottom of the ladder and the day-to-day grind becomes hard. But, you know, this is the time where I actually feel like I'm at my best. It's when you're back against the wall, it's when you show the true character of people. And this is the part that I really do enjoy.
So when do you sit down with the GM, Millie Simic, and sign a new deal for next season then?
Yeah, well, I haven't actually spoken to Millie about it, and I haven't spoken to Gordy too much about it, so I might not be in the plans for next year for those guys. So, you know, it doesn't matter how good the body is, if they don't want you, they don't want you. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there as well.
Well, Matty Campbell, Hawks fans, they'll be at the Wynn Entertainment Centre Saturday night, a 7:30 tip-off against the front-running New Zealand Breakers. Good luck, mate. We'll talk soon.
Thanks very much.